Hello everyone, I'm Mr. Frisco and this is my podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together. Today on my podcast, Frisco February Housing Market Insight, my guest today will be Ruth Figley, owner and CEO of RVP Health Insurance, and I will introduce you Frisco's newest sweet spot, Fua Fua, Softly Pancake and Dessert Cafe.
Meet Mr. Frisco, a realtor selling residential real estate in Frisco and far north Dallas. As a former professional athlete, track and field, and strength and conditioning coach, Mr. Frisco immigrated to the USA 20 years ago with $50 in his pocket, a suitcase, and zero English to pursue the American dream and build a successful real estate business. Hardworking, persistent, customer service, and detail-oriented, Mr. Frisco strives to secure a smooth closing on his client's biggest investment, their home. He puts his experience and knowledge to serve his clients the best way possible. Building his business by referral allows him to maintain relationships with his clients and serve them even after the transaction is closed. This is Frisco Realty News with Mr. Frisco.
Let's talk about the February market in Frisco. The cost of buying a home in Frisco has gone up in February. The median price range for homes that were sold reached $640,000. This is 12.5% from the same time the last year. Even from January to February, price went up 4%. So homes are definitely getting more expensive. If you're looking to buy, there is some good news. There are more homes available now than there were last year. And the number of homes for sale has increased by 42.3% compared to the last year, with 249 houses currently on the market. From January to February alone, the inventory of available homes rose by 18.6%. This means buyers have more options to choose from. Even though prices are up and more homes are available, fewer homes are actually being sold. In February, 133 homes were sold, which is 2.2% less than the same time last year. However, compared to the January, home sales went up 29.1%. So while there's been a bit of a slowdown in sales from the last year, things picked up from the month before. Homes in Frisco are selling pretty quickly. On average, a home was on the market for just 21 days in February. That's faster than last year and 14 days quicker than in January. This means that despite some ups and downs, there's still a lot of interest in buying homes, and when the right home pops up, it sells fast. Pending home sales, or homes that are under contract but still need to be closed, has increased. In February, there were 16.9% more pending sales than the same time last year, with 152 homes waiting to close. Compared to January, pending sales increased by 18.8%. This suggests that the market has been picking up as more homes are sold and more contracts are in the pipeline. So, Frisco is very much a seller's market with only 1.6% months of inventory. 1.6 months of inventory on the market, and sellers are in strong position. This means there are more people looking to buy homes than there are homes available, which often leads to competitive offers, price increase, and quick sales. So the Frisco housing market is experiencing some interesting changes. Prices are up and there are more homes to choose from, but the pace of sales has slowed a bit. Homes are selling quick through, and still are a great time to sell, with the market leaning in favor of the sellers. If you are wondering why Frisco homes are selling fast, follow me for more market updates and expert guidance. So it's time now for my guest, Ruth Figley, owner and CEO of RVP Health Insurance. Hey, Ruth. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Great. Good to have you on my podcast. And so you are owning a health insurance brokerage?
Yes. RVP Insurance is a brokerage. I specialize in just health insurance.
Okay. Health insurance. And that's a pain for
many people. It is for many people.
Many people, yes. Health insurance. Okay. So let's try to give them as much information as we can on our show. First, how did you decide to get the health insurance? What actually had you done before that?
So when I got out of college a few years back, I went to work in the IT service industry at EDS, which was Ross Perot's first company here in Dallas. And they like for you when you're out of college to learn an industry. And so I went to Blue Cross Blue Shield Texas for a year because they were a large client of theirs. And I learned health insurance at that time, because it's very different today than it was back in the 80s. It's changed a lot. So I pretty much stayed in that industry. So I've really been in the insurance industry my entire career. But I always worked in the corporate world. And so insurance companies were my clients, and I did projects with them, or I sold them systems and services they could use. 6 years ago, a job ended, and I decided I wanted a change. Wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Someone reached out and said, you know, you might make a good health insurance broker. And I was like, okay, I could do that. So here I am today with my own company. I do all lines of health insurance, which is why I don't do anything else. So families and individuals, small to medium-sized employers, and Medicare as well.
Okay. You said that the industry changed a lot.
Yes.
I believe the biggest change came with the Affordable Health Care Act, biggest probably, and it's known like Obamacare. So I know that changes happened, but did that change something huge in your industry?
It did. The ACA, which everybody calls Obamacare, ACA covers a lot of things besides just that coverage that they talk about, which is the marketplace. It also affects how group insurance can be written. It affects a lot of regulations and things around health insurance and employers. It changed some things, but there were a lot of other things as managed care came in. So today there's PPO networks and HMO networks. When I started, those didn't exist.
Really?
So that, yeah. So I've seen the progression of that. And the ACA, really what it brought, good and bad, it allows for people who have medical conditions. Say you're a diabetic and you're self-employed. There was a time where you couldn't get health insurance in this country because no insurance wanted to write it because it was all underwritten. So that's what Obamacare came in and standardized and said, no, if somebody comes to buy this coverage, you have to insure them.
So for that's a positive thing. For
that's a positive,
that have,
right?
That have pre-existing conditions.
Yes.
Okay. What would you advise people? Because you said you do both small businesses,
yes,
medium-sized businesses, and families, individuals. What would you advise people to look at before they start shopping for health insurance?
Well, the first thing I tell people, because I do work with a lot of people maybe who are starting a company for the first time and having to buy benefits, what I say is you don't have to make a decision today that you have to stay with for the next 30 years. You can change your health insurance on a monthly basis, really. Most people don't do a monthly basis. But you could if you needed to. So if you're a family, you have a family and you just leave a corporate world and you need to find health insurance, it could be because you're starting a business up. Maybe an Obamacare plan, good and bad about that, which is a very long discussion, that might be the right option from a financial standpoint for the first year or two as you're adding employees to your company if you want to start offering health insurance, which is becoming a little more popular again. for a while that people didn't want to do that, but now they are starting to do that more to try and keep employees. You might move to a group plan, and there's different types of that. So it's an evolution over the time of your company. If you have employees that come to your company that maybe are Medicare age, well, maybe you help pay for some of their premium on Medicare because that helps your overall policy to be less expensive. So there's a lot of details to look at. So it's just a matter of a conversation with them, sit down, see where they're planning to go, what their current situation is, and find the right solution.
So actually, because I'm a person that likes to talk with not customer service, I would like to have an agent, you know, and insurance agent, health insurance agent. So because I believe they're going to give me better details, they're going to pay more attention. And so the first thing people need to do is just to find the right health insurance person who is going to navigate them through all of this. I assume there are many, many products that
there are
that you can shop
Correct.
For.
Right.
And just to find the best for you and your needs.
Well, and what I like to do with people is say, I'm going to help you be educated so you can make the right decision for you. Because there's not one size fits all. It really depends on your situation.
All right. Businesses. All right. Mm-hmm. Some people that open their business, they have two, three employees. Is that enough employees to start health benefits for
yes.
for them?
You can start depending on the insurance company. I actually have multiple clients that have two employees. So okay. that's usually the but you have to have two employees. Sometimes you can have I have some that are a husband and wife that own a company. Some insurance companies say that's one employee with a spouse coverage. So just depends, but there are options out there for them.
So the self-employee cannot start a business health insurance for itself. So it's supposed to be individual, correct?
I don't know that I understand.
Like an LLC, all right? If
yeah,
you're LLC you and you don't have any employees.
Yeah. Then you need to buy individual. Right.
You have to buy
right.
individual. It doesn't
individual.
Matter that you're a company. All right.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And you're not required as an employer until you get above 50 employees. You're not required, even if you're a full C corporation, you don't have to provide benefits. So there's lots of implications and okay. regulations.
So if you have over 50, the employers are
required yes.
to provide any kind of health benefits.
Yes.
Healthcare, I mean, yeah. Health
yeah.
insurance.
Health benefits, yeah.
All right.
And you must pay for at least 50% of their, most insurance companies make you pay 50% of the premium.
So talking about healthcare saving account, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's very popular. It's yes. right off with taxes and it is a lot of companies, they offer it. How does impact the small businesses? Can they offer that? And can, let's say, individual, like LLC that doesn't have employee,
yes.
use that kind of healthcare?
You can. I don't set those up, but there are companies I can refer people to, and they can set up many different funding mechanisms. And something also for those of us who are a little older, it's very important to contribute to those before you get to Medicare age. You can use them when you turn Medicare, but you can't contribute anymore, even if you continue working.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's very good to build that value up before you get to Medicare age.
So you recommend everyone, if they can, to mm-hmm. have a healthcare saving account to open one.
Sure.
So me as an individual, can I open one as an LLC? Yes.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
There's a few different options out there, but you definitely can.
So it's not only for companies with employees?
No. No, all you right. can do them individually.
Well, you can tell people when they call you how that you do that, because I don't believe many people know that they can do that.
Yes.
So, Medicare.
Yes.
All right. tell me about Medicare. First, what Medicare is.
All right. So, that government programs take Obamacare to the side because that's for people under 65. Medicare focuses on people who are 65 and over. There are some other exclusions and early opt-in, but we won't go there. So it's for people when you turn 65. Now, I work with so many people that get to that age. So some people might still be in a corporate job and get health benefits. You do not have to go. You need to register for Medicare, but there's only part of it that you need to register for. It doesn't cost you anything. You'll get your Medicare number. And typically it's cheaper to stay on your corporate if you have it. A lot of self-employed people, it's great because it is less expensive to pay premiums for that than it is for group insurance. So, yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay. That's good information. So, one last question.
Sure.
Can people change their insurance at any time, not only only during the open signing?
Depends on what kind of insurance you have. If you are on Obamacare, an ACA plan, you can only change typically during the open enrollment for January 1st,
okay,
unless you move. There's always ifs and ways.
How far do you need to move?
Zip codes. Literally not very far. Because not all plans are offered by zip code. So what's in Collin County may not be in Denton County. So so that's why it's a special enrollment period. So if you qualify for special enrollment, and that's also Medicare is the same way if you have a special enrollment. So those are all different. Now, if you're on a corporate plan, a group plan, that's not usually that's a once a year or loss of employment, that type of thing. So what I tell people is just call me.
That's the best, actually. Call Ruth.
Call me. I'm happy to help answer questions. You know, that's really why I got into this, right? Is to leverage my knowledge that I've gained for many years and help people out.
It's difficult to navigate through that now for people, you know. So, all right. And Medicare. Medicare, how about the enrollment? You have only one period that people can enroll in Medicare.
Let's say you're turning 65 in May.
Yeah.
3 months before that, you need to make sure you're with Medicare because that's not sold by anybody. There's core Medicare. You sign up for them. As soon as you get a red, white, and blue card with your Medicare number, you get a hold of me again. And we look at what options are out there for you because you don't want to just have core Medicare.
But you do that one time a year.
Yes,
you cannot do it at any. I decide the next month to do it, and I have to open. Yes, I have to wait for the open enrollment for Medicare.
Yes,
correct, to change some things in that.
Unless you have a special enrollment period for like different things.
Okay.
So again. Just call me because it changes every year, which is why I only do health insurance.
So. All right. Well, just call Ruth. Okay, Ruth. So we said call Ruth, but
yes.
How they can reach out to you?
Two ways. So my phone number is 972-679-6994. Leave a message. I go to a lot of meetings and different phone calls. I will get back to you. Or you can text me at that number. It's my cell phone. Then secondly, I also have a website. If people would like to learn more about me, which is RV is in Victor P insurance.com. And then my email address is ruth@rvpinsurance.com.
All right, great. So you have the contact info. Call Ruth to get your insurance.
Yeah.
And I will see your aunt. We're networkers. So
this
is how we met. So I will see you around then.
Yes, great.
Okay.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. So let's talk now about Frisco's newest sweet spot. It's quickly becoming a popular destination for locals and visitors alike. With the city's rapid growth, it's no surprise that new exciting places are popping up all over town. And as more people move to Frisco, the opportunities for businesses and residents continue to expand. It's an exciting time to be a part of this community and to see all the positive changes happening around us. So let's welcome Fua Fua to Frisco. It means fluffy fluffy in Japanese, and it is the biggest souffle pancake at a dessert cafe in North America. And guess what? It's now open in Frisco. Fua Fua isn't your regular pancake spot. It's unique because of how they make their pancakes super light and fluffy. These pancakes are mixed between a souffle and traditional pancake, making them super soft, bouncy, and light. Why should treats be only for certain times? Fua Fua has a menu that's good for any time of the day. Frisco growth means we got to have cool new places like Fua Fua. It shows that our city is a great place to live, work, and play. So keep following me for the latest updates about Frisco and Frisco Real Estate. Thank you for joining me on this episode. And before we sign off, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast and share it with friends and family who may benefit from the information. Your support means a lot to me. Happy house hunting, and I will see you on my next episode.